我们都要做门徒来跟随主耶稣。
We all need to be disciples to follow Jesus Christ.
更进一步的，像约翰福音里头那一位爱的门徒，爱进主耶稣的怀里。
And more so, we need to be like the disciple described in the book of John, the one that lives in the bosom of Jesus Christ.
再更进一步的，像约翰一书里头所说的。要住在主里面。
And furthermore, we need to be just like the book of John encourages, we need to live in him.
这可以说是我们信仰的目标。
This is the goal of our faith.
不但跟随主耶稣，更是要住在主耶稣里面。
Not only to follow Jesus Christ, but to be able to live in Jesus Christ.
为什么我们需要有这样的目标？
Why do we need to have such a purpose?
请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十八节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 28.
28节，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前不至于惭愧。
Verse 28, And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
使徒约翰，他相信，他知道主耶稣一定会再来。
Apostle John, he knows and he believes that Jesus Christ will come again.
所以他说你们要住在主里面。
And therefore he says that we need to abide in him.
这样子当主耶稣再来的时候才能够没有惭愧，能够没有惧怕。
And therefore when Jesus Christ appears, we will not be ashamed and we will have no fear.
惧怕常常是从羞愧、惭愧来的。
Fear often comes from being ashamed.
一个有过患的人，他就会觉得惭愧、羞愧。
When one has committed mistakes, often it's ashamed of himself.
所以一个有过患的人他常常也是不平安的，是恐惧的。
And therefore, one who has mistakes often lives in fear and in shamefulness.
那从这个经节来看。另外一面就是当主耶稣来的时候，有人是惭愧的，有人是惧怕的。
So in other words, we can interpret this verse, when Jesus Christ comes, there will be people who live in fear and who are ashamed.
而那种惧怕是是非常的难以形容的那种害怕。
And that type of fear is indescribable by words.
我们来看圣经怎么描述。
Let's look at what the Bible tells us about that type of fear.
请看启示录第六章。
Let's turn to Book of Revelations, chapter 6.
一个没有住在主里面的人，当主耶稣再来的时候，他是要这样子的害怕。
One who does not abide in the Lord, he will fear when Jesus Christ appears, and in this way he will fear.
十五节，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
Chapter 6, verse 15. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains.
害怕的第一个反应就是赶快躲起来。
The first response to fear is to hide himself.
这里提到各式各样的人，他们都害怕，他们都要躲藏。
And here describe different types of men that will fear and will hide themselves.
在害怕里头，大家都一样的，不管你有钱没有钱。
In fear, there's no difference whether you're rich or poor.
16节。
Verse 16.
向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避作宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And said to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
虽然躲在山洞岩穴里头还是害怕，所以接下来说要这些岩石倒在自己的身上。
And even though they already hid themselves in the cave, they're still in fear, and therefore they pray that the stones will fall upon them and cover them.
所以这已经不是一种普通的害怕，是极其的害怕，难以形容的害怕。
This is not just a simple being afraid, but they are in great fear.
17节，因为他愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
啊，当主耶稣再来的时候，不是住在主里头的人是要这样的害怕，站立不住的。
When Jesus Christ comes once again, those who do not abide in him will fear in this way.
啊，所以17节最后一句话说，那谁能站得住呢？
And just like in the last part of verse 17, it says, who is able to stand?
所以接下来第七章就提到谁才能够站得住。
And so following in chapter 7, it describes are the types of people who are able to withstand.
谁才能够没有惭愧，没有害怕。
Who are those who live without fear and without shame?
请看第七章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 3.
地以海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们众仆人的额。
Saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
第四节，我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000。
Verse 4, and I hear the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel were sealed.
谁能站得住呢？
Who are able to withstand?
第三节说这个神的仆人额上有盖印的。
Verse 4 says, those are the servants of God whose forehead had been sealed.
那第四节约翰听见说有144,000。
And verse 4 here, John hears there are 144,000.
第九节。
Verse 9.
此后我观看见有许多的人没有能数过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Verse 9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribe, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
约翰不但听见，到第九节他更是看见。
Not only did John heard, but in verse 9 here say, he saw.
所以这个看见是就更进一步更真实的。
So now that he sees it, all this, it's more realistic and it's a reality to him.
所以这里是说各国各族各民。
And here says, in all nations, tribes, people, and tongues.
就不是只是所谓的以色列人。
So not only limited to the Israelites.
说没有人能够数算得过来，所以就不是那所谓的144,000。
And it was a great multitude which no one could number, which means that there are more than 144,000 described earlier.
不但额上盖印，而且身穿白衣。
Not only were they sealed on their foreheads, but they were wearing white robes.
再看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？”
13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?"
十四节，我对他说：“我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
14. And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
所以这样看来这些站立得住的人就是他们领受圣灵的印，他们领受了宝血的洗罪。
So from here we say those who can stand are being sealed by the Holy Spirit and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以就是要接受赦罪的洗礼，要领受所应许的圣灵。
Which means that we need to be washed in the redeeming water baptism and the seal of the Holy Spirit.
那这里又提到说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
And here also describes these are the group of people who came out of great tribulation.
他这个可以指着一个特定的时段，特定的患难。
It can be directed to a particular time or particular tribulation.
这也可以广泛的来讲就是整个人生人生是一个充满着苦难患难的人生。
Or we can look at it as if it's describing one's life, where one's life is full of tribulation.
就像约伯记里头约伯他所说的，人是妇女所生的，日子短少， 都有患难。
Just like in the book of Job, Job says, one born out of woman is, his life is short and bitter, full of tribulation.
所以一个接受赦罪洗礼、领受圣灵的人，他就是在主里面的人。
And so one who being washed by the water baptism, his sins being redeemed and received the promised Holy Spirit are those who are sealed.
那不但是这样子，约翰一书里头，约翰又从另外一个层面来告诉我们，什么叫做住在主里面。
But not only so, in the book, not only so, but Apostle John furthermore describes who are those that can stand.
我们不但要领受救恩，而且我们要每一天把这个救恩给活出来。
Not only do we need to receive grace, but every day we will need to live out this grace.
信仰不是一套的理论，而是每一天的生活。
Because faith is not a theory, but it's our everyday life.
好，我们请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道，我们是在主里面。
First John chapter 2 verse 5. But whoever keep his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
第六节，人若说他住在主里面。就该自己照主所行的去行。
Verse 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
在这里约翰提到什么叫做住在主里面。
Here John tells us, what does it mean to live in him?
他提到两件事情。
Here he points out two things.
第一个遵守主的道。
First is to observe the words of God.
第二个照主所行的去行。
And second is to walk just as he walked.
我们再读第四节。
Verse 4.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里的。
Verse 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
所以第四节这个遵守他的诫命，跟第五节遵守主的道，这个是相等的。
So in verse 4, when it says keep his commandment equals to keeping his word described in verse 5.
那我们也知道在约翰一书里头，约翰一直强调的主的命令、主的诫命指的是什么？
We know that in the book of 1 John, John repeatedly emphasizes to keep his commandments.
也是一个大家都晓得，但是他还是要不断的来提醒的。
Even though we all know, but he needs to create continuously remind us of.
请看约翰福音三约翰一书三章二十三节。
Turn to First John chapter 3.
三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
二十四节，遵守神命令的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。念第一句话。
Verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him.
二十三节
，Verse 23，
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
23, and this is his commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
二十四节说遵守。神的命令的就住在神里面。
Verse 24 says, those who keep his commandments abides in him.
那23节我们就看到神的命令在这里，约翰所说的神的命令是什么。
And verse 23 tells us, what does this commandment refer to?
要相，第一个，这个相信耶稣基督的名。
First part is to believe the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
所以使徒在传福音的时候说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Therefore, when apostles they were preaching, they say, under the sun, there's no other name being given to us.
保罗引用旧约圣经说，我们要求告主的名，就能够得救。
And Paul tells us, based on the Old Testament, that we need to call upon the name of Jesus Christ, then we'll be safe.
所以我们在施行洗礼的时候，奉主耶稣的名来施洗。
Therefore, when we perform water baptism, we perform it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像亚拿尼亚对保罗所说的，求告主的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Just like Ananias told Paul to call upon the name of Lord Jesus Christ, so your sins will be washed away.
相信耶稣基督就会去求告，用这个名去求告。
If we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, then we will use this name and we will call upon this name.
所以施行赦罪的洗礼，当然也是求告这个名，奉主耶稣的名来施洗。
And therefore, when we perform water baptism that washes our sins away, we call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
这也是为什么我们祷告的时候奉主耶稣的名来祷告。
And this is also why when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
通常领受圣灵是透过祷告来领受的。
When we receive Holy Spirit, often, we receive it through praying.
所以我们奉主的名来祷告，来求圣灵，来领受圣灵。
So we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and that's how we receive Holy Spirit.
在23节，约翰说，神的命令就是叫我们彼此相爱。
In verse 23, John says, His commandment is to love one another.
我们再请看约翰一书四章十六节。
Let's continue reading on to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
1 John chapter 4 verse 16 And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
在上上个星期五，我已经跟大家一起来分享过所谓基督徒的爱。
Two Fridays ago, I shared with you all the love of God,
因为
a Christian.
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is the commandment of God.
过着彼此相爱的生活，就是才能够说我们是住在主里面。
To live a life that we love one another, then we can say that we live in God.
再请看约翰一书三章第六节。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书三章第六节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 6.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Verse 6, Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
什么叫做住在主里面？
What does it mean to abide in him?
就是过着一个不犯罪的生活。
It's to live a life without sinning.
过着一个不会连续继续犯罪的生活。
To live a life where we do not continuously sin.
这个也跟爱有关系。
And this is related to love.
通常犯罪不但得罪自己，也会得罪别人，不但伤害自己，也会伤害别人。
Often when we sin, not only do we commit fault to ourselves, but we wrong others. Not only do we harm ourselves, we harm others.
所以一个看重彼此相爱的人，他会谨慎他的言语，他的行为。
And so one that love one another will pay extra attention to one's actions and words.
他因为爱，所以他会努力的，不让自己的言语或者行为去伤害别人。
And because of love, then he will try his best to not use his actions or words.To harm the other party.
一个总是会为别人来着想的人，这一个人就是住在主里面。
One who often put themselves in others' position is, can we say that that person lives in God?
一个没有爱的人，他就是仍然住在罪里头。
But one without love, he continuously lives in sin.
他就不能够说是住在主里面。
Then he cannot say that he abides in God.Lord.
我们再请看回约翰一书第二章第六节。
Let's continue reading on to 1 John chapter 2 verse 6.
约翰说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
Verse 6, He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
当然，主耶稣在世界上留给我们的榜样，主要的重点也就是爱。
We know that the most important example that Jesus Christ has left for us is love.
如果我们把主耶稣的爱再做一下解释前世的话。
But if we further interpret the love of Jesus Christ.
哦，就是主耶稣的受苦。
And that is Jesus Christ's suffering.
哦，因为爱不是只有在嘴巴里头。
Because love is not limited to just words.
哦，爱是夫妻之间的行动。
Love means actions.
夫妻之间的
，between spouse.
哦，爱是在家庭里头，父母亲跟儿女之间的行动。
Love is the love is between parents and children.
哦，爱是我们跟我们的亲戚朋友之间的行动。
Love is between us and our relatives and friends.
哦，爱是我们跟我们周遭人彼此之间的行动。
And love is the actions between us and the people around us.
哦，所以有人说爱是一种付出，爱也常常是一种牺牲。
And therefore, one often says that love is sacrifice, love is giving up.
哦，所以有爱的行动的地方的另一面，啊，可能就是付出、受苦、牺牲。
So often, when we find actions of love, we will find sacrifice, we will find offerings.
哦，所以主耶稣给我们留下爱的榜样、受苦的榜样、牺牲的榜样。
And so when Jesus Christ lived for an example of suffering, example of sacrifice.
我们请参考彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一节，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟他的脚中行。
Verse 21, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
啊，彼得对受苦的啊的弟兄姐妹来写这个彼得前书。
Peter wrote First Peter for those brothers and sisters who were living in suffering at that time.
哦，他将主耶稣爱的榜样在这里用受苦的榜样来给弟兄姐妹。
And he described the examples left behind by Jesus Christ as the examples of suffering.
所以约翰说，我们如果说我们住在主里面，我们要照着主所行的去行。
And therefore, John said that if we abide in him, then we need to walk just as he walked.
那为什么主耶稣受苦？
But why did Jesus Christ suffer?
主耶稣说他遵行天父的旨意。
Jesus Christ says that it's because he follows the will of God.
主耶稣说遵行天父旨意的人就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄姐妹。
Jesus Christ says that those who follow the will of God, they are my mother, they are my mothers, they are my brethren.
主耶稣他完成天父所托付给他的工作。
Jesus Christ accomplished what the Lord, what God has instructed us.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Turn to Book of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第四节。
John chapter 17, verse 4.
第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
John chapter 17, verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我们要照主耶稣所行的去行。
We need to do what Jesus Christ have done.
我们将来有一天，我们也能够像主耶稣这样子讲，我在地上已经荣耀了你。
And one day we can say, just as Jesus Christ says here,that we have glorified God's name.
你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
And we have accomplished the work that we were entrusted.
我们已经很努力的来传扬了天国的福音。
We very fervently have spread the gospel of heavenly kingdom.
我们已经打了那个美好的属灵的征战。
And we had fought the beautiful spiritual war.
从撒旦的手中将人的灵魂抢救过来。
From the hands of Satan, we have saved the souls.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们坚固了，我们彼此坚固了信心。
And through the grace of Jesus Christ, we have strengthened one another.
靠着主耶稣的恩赐，我们努力的引人来到了主耶稣面前。
And through the gift that God has given us, we have brought people before Him.
不但这样子，我们互相勉励，我们互相牵着手，更是进入 住在主耶稣里面。
Not only so, we comforted, we strengthened one another to live and abide in Him.
当主耶稣他遵行天父的旨意，他来完成天父交给他的工作。
When Jesus Christ has accomplished what God has entrusted Him,
我们看到天父跟他同在，他到处的来传福音，来行善事。
We see how God abides with him, and everywhere he goes, he has good deeds.
这是多么美好的脚踪。
How wonderful of steps that he has left behind.
我们都愿意住在主里面。
We all are willing to abide in him.
主耶稣让我们可以住在他里面。
And he allows us to abide in him.
因为他的宝血已经洁净了我们。
Because his blood has washed us clean.
因为他已经将应许的圣灵来赏赐给我们。
And he has given us the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的是可以照着主耶稣所行的去行。
And so truthfully, we can act according to what Jesus Christ wants us to act upon.
请我们再看到约翰一书第二章。
Turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十四节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 24.
二十四节，论到你们，务要将那起初所听见的常存在心里。若将起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Verse 24, therefore, let that abide in you which you hear from the beginning. If what you hear from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
将起初所听见的存在心里，就是住在主里面，就是住在主里面。
To let what we hear in the beginning and store it in our hearts means to live and abide in Him.
那什么是起初所听见的？
So what is it what we hear from the beginning referring to?
请看约翰一书第一章。
Turn back to 1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we haveheard and we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
第二节，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现以我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Verse 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这个生命之道就是那个起初所听见的。
The gospel of life is what we heard from the beginning.
第二节说，这个生命已经显现出来，就是主耶稣基督。
And verse 2 here says that this life was manifested, and this life is Jesus Christ.
约翰他们听见过施洗约翰为耶稣所做的见证。
John, they heard what John the Baptist have done in the past for Jesus Christ.
约翰跟随主耶稣的时候，他听过主耶稣自己的见证。
And when John followed Jesus Christ, he heard of Jesus Christ's many testimonies.
主耶稣用了几次这个我是来做自我的介绍。
Jesus Christ used many times the word I am as to the way to introduce himself.
他就是那个我是那个自由拥有的神。
He is the self-existing God, and He is the I am.
所以约翰说，这就是那个起初的原有的生命之道。
And therefore, John here says, this is the life from the beginning.
这是他所听见的。
This is what he heard.
今天我们有不但有这些见证，我们还加上使徒所留下来的见证。
Today, not only do we have these testimonies, but we have from what the disciples have left behind for us.
不但这样子，还有整本圣经的见证。
Not only so, we have the witness of the Holy Bible.
包括旧约圣经也是在为这个生命之道，为主耶稣做见证。
Even the Old Testament is existing because it's to testify Jesus Christ.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰福音。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter five, verse 3.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
Verse 39, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify to me, of me.
在这里主耶稣说，为他做见证的就是 这本圣经。
Here Jesus Christ says that it is this book, the scripture that testifies him.
如果缩小范围来讲，当时主耶稣所说的这个经指的就是旧约圣经。
And if we even narrow it down, in the time of Jesus Christ, when he refers to this scripture, is referring to only the Old Testament.
所以今天我们跟约翰一样，我们是能够听见这个生命之道的。
So today, just like Apostle John, we too can hear of the gospel of life.
那约翰说要把它存在心里。
And John tells us that we need to store it within us.
那这样我们就是住在主里面。
Like this, then we abide in him.
所以我们要去查考，要去明白。
So we need to study and understand.
当我们明白，这就成为我们生命的一部分。
When we understand, it becomes part of our life.
那约翰他说，不但是听见，而且是看见。
John said, not only did he heard, but he has seen.
他曾经在遍帽山上看见主耶稣的荣耀。
On the mountain of transfiguration, John once saw the glory of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣复活之后他们也看过主耶稣向他们的显现。
And after Jesus Christ resurrected, he saw how Jesus Christ appeared to him and the disciples.
我们请看约翰福音二十章。
Turn to book of John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章十九节。
John chapter 20, verse 19.
十九节，那日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to him, Peace be with you.
二十节说了这话，把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
Verse 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side, then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
虽然主耶稣在受死之前，他为门徒做了很多的准备。
Even though Jesus Christ did a lot of preparation work before he was crucified.
主耶稣清楚地告诉他们将要有什么事情发生，结果会怎样。
He even told them what would happen and what would the results be.
简单的讲，就是他要受死，他要复活。
Simply said, he will be crucified, he will die, but he will resurrect.
虽然主耶稣很肯定、很清楚地告诉他们。
Even though Jesus Christ clearly stated the facts to them.
但是这已经超过了人的理性、人的认知。
But it was beyond their comprehension.
所以当主耶稣复活之后呢，门徒他们是害怕的。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ resurrected, the disciples, they were in fear.
他们没有办法相信被钉十字架放在墓穴里头的耶稣他会复活。
They cannot believe that the Lord that were just crucified now resurrected.
他们一方面又怕这些犹太人。
On the same time, they were fearing the Jews.
所以这里说他们聚集的时候他们把门都关了。
Therefore, he states that when they assemble, they shut the doors.
主耶稣没有敲门，主耶稣没有叫他们开门，主耶稣就向他们显现，站在他们当中。
Jesus Christ did not knock on the door, nor did he ask to come in, but he appeared in the midst of them.
这是复活的主耶稣。
This is the resurrected Jesus Christ.
二十节，约翰说，门徒看见了，他们就都喜乐。
And verse 20 say, the disciples saw him.And they were glad.
这是约翰他自己看过的。
This is what John saw.
那每一个在主里头的人，也将来也要有这种复活改变的盼望。
Everyone who lives in Christ one day will have the hope to resurrect.
哦，这就是为什么约翰写给这些已经信了耶稣的门徒，他还是在啊，从另一个层面来告诉他们什么叫做住在主里面。
And this is why when John wrote First John, from another perspective, he tried to encourage the members. What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
啊，因为住在主里面是这么的重要啊，将来的福气是这么的大。
Because to abide in Him is so important, and the blessing is so great.
啊，那约翰又进一步的讲，不但是看见，而且是亲手摸过。
And John furthermore said that not only did he saw with his own eyes, he had touched with his own hands.
这个亲手摸过就是一种体验。
To touch with his own hands, that means he experienced it.
那个最大的体验就是他们领受圣灵的体验。
And the greatest experience is when they received the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24。
二十四节，遵守神命令的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know.That he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
约翰为什么能够这么肯定的知道说自己住在主里面，主也住在他里面？
Why John can say with such great assurance that he abides in him and he in him?
啊，因为这也是一个亲手摸过的亲身的体验。
Because he had touched with his own hands.It is his own experience.
约翰说，因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
John says that it is through the Spirit that he has given us.
我们也看一下啊，约翰一书的四章十三节。
Continue reading on 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章十三节。
First John chapter 4 verse 13.
十三节，神将他的灵赐给我们，从此我们就。从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
Verse 13, By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit.
所以这个经节讲得更清楚了。
So here even describe more clearly.
神将他的灵赐给我们，我们就知道我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
Through the Spirit that He has given us, we know that the Lord abides in us and we in Him.
哦，所以这个住在主里面，这是一个很完整的啊，很整个看起来它是很完整的。
To abide in Lord, it's a perfect situation.
我们从启示录从约翰一书里头这样整个来看
From the book of Revelation and 1 John
它包括着救恩的部分，它包括着我们每一天生活的部分。
It incorporates salvation and our everyday life.
它不是只是一个理论，它也是一个实际的行动。
It is not only a theory but is actual an action.
它也不是只是一个领受啊，也是一种实行。
It is not only receiving, but also acting it out.
那领受圣灵啊，是很实在、很具体的啊，有一个外在的表现。
And to receive the Holy Spirit is very concrete and is an action that can be seen.
就是讲出灵言来。
Is to speak in tongues.
那这只是一个外显的啊的一个最啊最开始的一个啊一个表现。
But this is only the initial stage of an action that you take when you receive Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵不是只是停止在讲灵言这样而已。
Receiving the Holy Spirit, it does not cease when we can speak in tongue.
领受圣灵还有其他很多外在会有的表现。
Receiving the Holy Spirit will follow by many other actions.
它不但会有这样的表现，也应该会有 这些表现。
Not only will have this action, but supposedly will should have these actions.
我们看到这个约翰他改变了。
Just like we saw how John changed.
他本来他的他的这个别名啊叫做雷子。
The other name of John, as we know it, is the son of thunder.
那今天我们不再叫他雷子，我们叫他爱的使徒。
And today we no longer call him the son of thunder. Instead, we call him the disciple of the apostle of love.
这也是那内住的圣灵所表现出来的。
And this is all due to the actions brought out by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵帮助我们。来改变我们，改变我们的个性。
Holy Spirit will help us and can help us change our behaviors.
我们刚才看到主耶稣向他们显现的时候，他们是害怕，躲在屋子里，把门都关了。
Just like when we previously read, when Jesus Christ appeared to the disciples, they were hiding in the house with their doors closed and shut.
在领受圣灵之后，他们得到了胆量。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit, they received courage.
他们是没有什么学问的小民，但是他们可以站在公会的面前来为耶稣做见证。
Even though they did not receive much education, but they were able to stand before the Sanhedrin to fight for the gospel.
这也是圣灵所带给他们外在的表现。
And this is the outward appearance that the Holy Spirit brought upon them.
我们也看到这些主耶稣的门徒们，他们在信心上面的长进。
We also saw how the disciples grew, in their faith.
那这也是内住的圣灵所彰显出来的一个外在的表现。
And this is also manifested through, the Holy Spirit that's in them.
那我们也看到这些门徒他们也行神迹。
And we see how the apostle also performed miracles.
所以这个圣灵他不只是在讲灵言而已。
So the Holy Spirit is not limited to speaking tongues.
这是我们可以亲身来体验的。
And we ourselves can experience this.
我们最后再看回约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十八节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 28.
二十八节，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Verse 28, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
所以住在主里面，不是只停于我已经受了洗，我已经领受圣灵。讲灵言。
To abide in him is not limited to receiving the Holy Spirit and receiving the water baptism.
我们要常常奉耶稣的名求告。
We need to often call upon the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要遵守神的命令，过着彼此相爱的生活。
We need to keep the commandments of God to live a life loving one another.
我们要照着主所行的去行，我们愿意受苦。
And we need to walk what he walked, just like he, Jesus Christ suffered.
我们愿意把这个生命之道存在心里。
And we are willing to store the gospel of life within us.
我们领受圣灵，让圣灵在我们身上来工作。
We receive the Holy Spirit, so let us have the Holy Spirit work within us.
主耶稣曾经为我们的罪死。
Jesus Christ have died for our sins.
所以我们要接受他赦罪的洗礼。
Therefore, we need to receive the water baptism that washes our sins away.
耶稣已经为我们复活了。
Jesus Christ has resurrected for us.
所以我们要活在跟他的团契里头。
And therefore, we need to live in fellowship with him.
我们要跟他的性情有份。
We need to be a part of him.
我们要跟他的能力有份。
We need to be a part of his power.
耶稣要再来。
Jesus Christ will once again come.
所以我们要活在 耶稣再来的这个活泼的盼望里头。
So we need to live in the hope that Jesus Christ will one day come.
唱诗355首。
Let's sing hymn 355.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing first verse and last verse.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Right now, we're going to have our concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣继续带领帮助我们让我们都能够住在他里面。
We ask Jesus Christ to continue guide us so that we all will abide in Him.
将来他再来的时候，我们是欢喜的，而不是惭愧害怕的。
And when He comes again, we are all in joy but not ashamed.
我们也为 Francisco 弟兄。来代祷。
Let us also intercede for Brother Francisco.
他星期二动了一个手术，现在在康复中。
He just had a surgery this past Tuesday, and he is currently in a recovery stage.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。